Hilchis Sha'ilo Pikardin, laws of articles that are lent or given for safekeeping, chapter 2. This chapter contains 11 halachas dealing with a case where someone borrowed an article or an animal and borrowed the use of the owner along with it and is therefore not obligated to pay for any accidental occurrences that happened to the article or the animal. Halacha Aleph, Hashoyel Bebailim, one who borrows an article or an animal along with the owner himself, afilu nignav, even if it was stolen, oy ovad bipshia, or it was lost due to the negligence of the borrower, potter, he nevertheless is not obligated to pay, shenemar, because the Torah says, a posuk in mishpatim in biolav imay, if the owner will be there along with it, lo yishalem, he need not pay, ubilvad, sheshoal haboilim tchila im hachefetz. But this will only apply if he borrowed the use of the owner first, at the very beginning, together with the article that he borrowed. As we have already specified in chapter 1 of Hilchas Sechiras. However, if he borrowed the article first, and only later did he ask the owner to come along and help, then he will be obligated to pay. The echot hashoyles habaylin oisha sochron, and the law applies equally whether he borrowed the use of the owner to work for free or he rented the use of the owner. That is, he hired the owner. He borrowed the animal or the tool, and he hired the owner to come and work. The echot hashoyles habaylin laoisa melocha, and the same law applies regardless of whether he borrowed the use of the owner for the same work that he was going to use the article that he borrowed, or if he borrowed or hired his use for some other work, or for any other purpose that he asked him to come and help out, even if he said to his fellow man, Hashkeni mayim, give me a drink of water, and he borrowed from him his animal, and he gave him to drink, and at the same time that he gave him a glass of water to drink, he lent him the animal. This is considered a borrowing in the presence of the owner, together with the owner, even though the glass of water that he gave him to drink had absolutely no connection with the lending of the animal, except that the two occurred at the same time. Nevertheless, this is considered a borrowing together with the owner, upoter, and he does not have to pay for any accidents that happen afterwards. Moshach es habehema bitchila, if however he first drew the animal to himself and made a kinyan, v'achakach ishkohu, and only thereafter did the owner give him the water to drink, ein eshayla bebailim, then this is not considered borrowing together with the owner. V'chein kol kayotze bazan, the same law applies to all similar situations. Halocha beis, hishil behentoi, Halocha beis hishil behemtoi, if he lent out, the lender lent out his animal, or his skiro, he rented it out, lemasoi, for the purpose of carrying a load, the yotza ima, and he went out along with the animal, the owner went along, lesada, to help out, im hashoyel, along with the borrower, or yaseichin, or the renter, the owner went along to help out, velitoin imoi bemasoi, to help him put the load up onto the animal, harezu shmira babaylam, this is considered guarding the animal in the presence of the owner, and he will not be responsible to pay, even though he did not ask the owner to do anything, and the owner did not agree. The in yotza lebaker hamasri bilvad, if however he went out not to assist in loading up the load on it, he went up only to inspect the load, to inspect and make sure that they are not loading the animal with a bigger load than is proper for this animal, then he went out for his own purposes and not for anything that is of use to the borrower, and therefore it's not considered guarding the animal in the presence of its owner, and therefore he will be responsible for accidents. Halacha gimel, melamed tinoikis, someone who teaches small children, a school teacher, v'hanoteya libnei hamedina, or someone who plants as he plans for all the people in that locality, v'hamekiz lohemes hadam, or the barber surgeon who lets blood for them, v'haseifer shalohem, or the public stenographer of the town, kol echad me'elu v'chayotzi b'hem, each of these people, or any similar type of people, v'yoyim shehu yoyishab b'ilasik b'malachtan, on a day when he is open for business and he's there to do whatever his job is for the public, that is someone who is a public employee, im hishil oy hiskele echad me'elu shehu oisik b'malachtan, if on such a day he lent something or rented something to one of these people for whom he is doing this work, that is for one of the people whose children he's teaching, or one of the people whose plantings he's planting, or one of the people for whom he has to let blood that day, or for whom he has to take dictation of a letter, harezu shmira babaylim, since he's working for these people on that day, it is considered, the lending is considered guarding it in the presence of the owner, v'afilu pasha b'hashomer, and therefore even if the borrower, while guarding it, was negligent, potter, he does not have to pay. Aval hu she'sho'a lo isocha mehem, however, if he borrowed something or rented it from them, chayav, he has to pay. She'einam she'ulim loy, because they are not lent to him. They are not obligated to do anything for him. But he, being a public employee, is obligated to do for them whatever work they will bring to him. Halacha dalit harav, shehu makri b'rtzoni l'talmidim. If we're talking not about a school teacher of young children who is employed by some public institution, but we're talking about a master, a teacher of Torah, Rebbe, shehu makri b'rtzoni l'talmidim, and he is the boss there in his yeshiva, and he teaches the whatever chapter to the students that he desires, b'chol eisha yitza, whenever he desires, he can change the subject matter and teach him whatever chapter he wants, v'eizim asechta sheyitza, and whatever volume he wants to teach, v'heim hoyu kvuim lo v'tomid, and they were obligated to come all the time, that is, they had to come whether they liked it or not, they had to come to listen to him, but he, on the other hand, could teach whatever he wanted and didn't have to ask their opinion. V'nishmat lohem mimasechta lemasechta, and even though they're obligated to come, he has no obligation to do what they want, and he can abruptly break off in the middle of a volume and go on to whatever other volume he wants. Harehem shulim etzloy, they are considered to be borrowed to him. V'ein hu shoyel lohem, and he is not considered lent to them. They are lent to him. And therefore, if he will lend them anything, they are obligated to pay for any accidents that happen, because they have not obtained any use of him. He is free to do as he pleases. However, if they will lend him something, then he is not obligated to pay for any accidents, because since they are obligated to attend his shir any time he calls them, and he has no obligations to them, therefore the use of these people is lent to him, and anything that happens to their property when they lend it to him is as if he had borrowed them together with it. Uveyoim haperik, however, on the day within a couple of weeks before a Yom Tov, when there is a set shear and the Rebbe is required to teach everyone the laws of the forthcoming Yom Tov, Shakoil Boim Lishmaya Inyan Oisei Moyed, when everyone is coming for the purpose of listening to his lecture on the laws of that holiday that is arriving, and he is obligated to teach them this, Harehu Shol Lohem V'hein Einam Shulim Loi, then he is considered lent to them, and they are not considered lent to him. Halocha Hei Ha'oimer Lishluchai, one who says to his agent, Tzei V'hishoyel Imparosi, go out and lend your own use together with my animal, that is, take my animal to someone to lend it to him, and you work there also. Eina Shaila Babaylim, this is not considered borrowing together with the owner, since he did not borrow the owner, he borrowed his agent, Shanemar, because the Torah specifies in Ba'olav Imoy Lo Yishalim, if the owner will be with him, then he will not have to pay Habaylam Atzmam, and that means the owner himself, Lo Yishliach, not the owner's agent. Amal Avdei Haknaini, if however an owner says to his non-Jewish slave, Say v'hishoelin parosi, go out and lend your own ewes together with my animal. That is, he said, take my animal to the borrower, and you also work there with him, whatever he asks you to do. Harezu shayla babaylim. This is considered borrowing together with the owner. Sheyato evet kiyad rabbi, because the slave is considered as if he were the master himself. Whatever the slave does, it's as if the master had done it. Nishal ha'evet ima shalei midas rabbi. If, however, the slave lent his own use without the consent of the master, that is, he said, take the animal. When he took the animal there, the borrower said, help me out, and he helped him out without having been told to do so by the master. Eina shayla babaylim. Then this is not considered a borrowing together with the owner. Halochivov hashoyel min ha'isha v'nishal loy bayla. If someone borrowed something from a woman, part of something of her property, and he borrowed the help, the assistance of her husband also, Eina shayla babaylim. This is not considered a borrowing together with the owner. Shekinyan peiris elu eina kekinyan haguf, because the husband here does not own the article itself. The husband only owns the use of the article, and the possession of the use of the article is not like possession of the thing itself, and therefore the husband owns nothing except the use and the profit of it, and not the thing itself, and therefore the owner has not been borrowed here. Halacha zayin, hashoyel me ishtoy, if someone borrows something from his wife, or shutfim sheshor luzemizeh, or two partners who own something jointly and borrowed its use one from the other, harezu shayla babaylim, this is considered borrowing something together with the owner. V'im omar hashutef l'chaveroi, if, however, the partner said to his fellow partner, hashileini hayoim v'ashilcho l'mocher, lend it to me today and I will lend it to you tomorrow, eina shayla babaylam, this is not considered a borrowing together with the owner. Halochiches, shoel min hashutfim, something from two partners who owned it jointly, v'nishal lo yechad me'em, and he borrowed the use of one of the partners, but not both, v'chein hashutfim sheshoalu, or two partners who jointly borrowed something, v'nishal liyechad mehem, and the owner lent his labor to one of them, but not to both, hareza safek, in either of these cases, the law is in doubt as to whether im hi she'ayla bebaylim imeino, as to whether this is considered borrowing together with the owner or not. Lefichach, therefore, im meisa enei mishalim, if it died, he does not have to pay, just as in any case where the law is in doubt concerning monetary obligations, the one who wants to receive payment would have to bring proof of the law. V'imtavsu habaylim, if, however, the owners appropriated the money from him, they took it away by force, and now he wants to be repaid for it, ein mitziyim miyodam, we do not recover the money from them, because now they are in possession, and he would have to bring the proof that the law is on his side. Parshaba, hareza mishalem, if, however, he was negligent, it was not an accidental occurrence, then hareza mishalem. Halacha tes, hashoyel es habeima babaylim, someone who borrowed an animal along with the assistance of its owner, leriva, not to do any work with it, but for the purpose of having intercourse with this animal, of copulating with the animal, oyla heroizba, or not to make any use of the animal at all, but merely to appear before others as if he was the owner of this animal so that they will think he was a wealthy man, or to do some work whose value is less than a pruta, or he borrowed two cows to do with the two cows together a work which is worth a pruta, but each cow separately is being used for less than a pruta. In all of these cases, the law is in doubt as to whether this is considered borrowing along with the owner, since the owner has nothing to assist here, and therefore the law will be as in accordance with Halacha Ches, where the law is in doubt. Halacha Yud, Shaila Babaylim, Oschara Shaloi Babaylim Potter. If he borrowed it from the owner, along with the assistance of the owner himself, Oschara, and then afterwards, while he still had it in his possession, he now rented it from the owner, to continue using it. Shaloi bebailam, and he did not obtain the use of the owner together with this rental, potter. Nevertheless, he does not have to pay for any accidents that happened. Shaschiras toli bashaila, because this renting, even though it was without the owner, but this renting was secondary to the borrowing that he originally did. Avolim sachra babaylim, however, if he rented it along with the owner, v'chaza v'shayla shalay babaylim, and at the expiration of the rental period, he borrowed it from him without the assistance of the owner, or he borrowed it together with the owner, v'chaza v'sachra shalay babaylim, and then he rented it from the owner, without taking the owner along with it, and then he borrowed it once more, again without the owner, or he did it like this, he rented it along with the owner, and then he borrowed it without the owner, and then he rented it without the owner. In all of these cases, we are in doubt as to the law, as to whether this is considered guarding it along with the owner. If a woman borrowed something, and thereafter she got married, the husband now of this woman, he obtains the rights to the use of all of her property. He obtains it as if he had purchased it from her. And he is neither a guardian who is paid for watching, nor is he a borrower. And therefore, if the thing that was borrowed was an animal, for example, and it died, the husband who had used it is not required to pay, even though he is entitled to continue using it for the entire period for which his wife had borrowed it. Nevertheless, he does not have to pay for accidents. Afilu posha, even if he was negligent, b'pnei shehu k'loy keyach, because he is like a purchaser, and a purchaser is not, someone who purchases something is not obligated to pay for anything that later happens to it. And therefore the obligation rests entirely on the woman and not on the husband. And even though the woman has no property from which to pay, because her husband has obtained the rights to all her property, but she remains with the obligation, and when she will obtain property, she will have to pay here, and the husband does not have to pay. If, however, she informed her husband that this is not her property, that it's borrowed, then, if he chooses to make use of it, he assumes all of her obligations as a borrower. Wherever we have said in this chapter that a certain case constitutes borrowing of an article along with its owner, so the law will also apply if he had rented it, or he were a guardian who was being paid for watching it. This is considered hiring along with the owner, upotter. The same laws will apply here, and he will also be freed from paying. And wherever we said in this chapter that the borrowing was not considered borrowing along with the owner, so the same law would apply if he rented it. It would not constitute renting or hiring along with the owner. And wherever we said that concerning borrowing the law was in doubt, so also the law is in doubt concerning renting or hiring.